Good morning, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and welcome to the American Dream. I'm your host here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the boldest, brightest, and most courageous entrepreneurs in Orange County. And man, am I lucky. And I tell you, what a day. I will tell you, the older I get, the more I realize the sun makes a difference. I was just a happy guy when I woke up today. And I guess it's just because the sun's shining, and it's December 15th, and it's 70 degrees, and I don't own a ski area this year. Thank goodness. Real quick, you know, a lot of people, this show is about entrepreneurs of Orange County specifically, and everything they do every day to make, you know, their American dream come true, and the community they serve, the family they work for every day. And it's just been a delight to do it, but this is what it is. And, I, you know, people ask me, what is an entrepreneur? And everybody's got their own little version of it. But I thought about it kind of long and hard. I think and my best explanation is an entrepreneur is a person who makes the invisible visible by imagining an idea, a concept, and attempting to bring it to life. They're the individuals that decide to make the American dream become reality, and this is what this show is all about. So welcome this morning. My great guest today, lucky guest, and I think anybody who's going to be listening today, you're going to get a real treat, because if you're an entrepreneur in the budding, or even a business person or entrepreneur going today, you're going to want to listen to this guest. My guest and welcome is Charlie Graham. And let me tee this up to you real quick here. Charlie Graham has lived anything but a conventional life. He's been an accomplished music producer, world traveler, published photographer, a writer, award-winning designer, creative director, entrepreneur, and an admitted coffee fanatic. I think that's my favorite part. His passion is a spoken word, is evident throughout his life pursuit. He is a connector who uses his word to inspire, educate, from touring with a band of poets to speaking at West Point. He has had the pleasure of doing just that. These days, his passion resides in technology, which is going to be a great talk today for all of us, and the web, by helping businesses navigate its ever-changing current. He has intense focus on quality and detail, and a true strategist with a creative heart. Charlie, welcome. Thanks for being on.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. It was funny, as I was reading all your bio the last couple of days, and I'm like, you know, this is just what we need to hear on the air today. So we went from my last show, we had an entrepreneur out of Newburgh who was literally going just the opposite. He's going back, and his niche is creating the ancient press and making everything look beautiful and come back to life, which just shows you everybody has their niche. But yet, he is bringing back he's actually integrating both of those, the old way and the new way, with technology. But that's enough said. Charlie, welcome again. Give us a little history in your words, you know, what you're about and how you got here.
Well, that's not an easy question to answer. First off, let's see, what am I about? I think I'm about bettering myself every day and learning, never stop learning. You know, always do the best you can, fail forward, and learn from your mistakes and just do better each day. You know, people ask me all the time, they're like, well, who's your competition? Because we run a design firm. And I'm like, well, us. We're our only competition. I'm not worried about what other people are doing. I want to do better than I did yesterday. And that's all that matters to me. And I think that the heart of being an entrepreneur is that spirit, is just self-empowerment, self-betterment. You have to get up in the morning and motivate yourself. You have to be able to move forward and keep moving through adversity. And if you can't empower yourself, nobody's going to do it for you.
Very true. Dead on. And, you know, and people don't understand, well, some people, anybody who's an entrepreneur gets it. And I don't think it goes for everybody. I don't think you have to be an entrepreneur. I mean, you have to, it's up to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Period. End of story. I mean, if it's to be, it's up to me, is one of my favorite sayings. I get up every morning that nobody else is going to do it for you. And I think that's just a rule of life. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, the end goal for me is just, let me leave the world a better place than I found it.
That seems to be a constant in true entrepreneurs that I meet. It's more of the, what I've found anyway, and I don't think you're going to be any different, is that, we get up every morning because we love what we do, and we, you know, we're thankful that the efforts that we do give us a good life. But the revenue seems to be, is more of a byproduct, I think, at least for the most successful entrepreneurs I've met so far.
Yeah, it's usually second or third down the line.
Right. It's what we give back.
First is doing what you love. you know?
Yeah. And being able to do that. And listen, some days are harder than others, but at the end, thank goodness we get to do it. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I feel blessed, you know? And believe me, I face a lot of challenges every day. Small ones, large ones. Some last for months, some years, some just a couple minutes, but I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah, I bet. So how did you come to, you've had a couple of careers, I'm assuming, before you came into the design world.
Yeah.
So give us a little, you know, little lineage on how you got to where you are today.
Sure. So the backstory, that opening sentence in that bio that I've lived anything but a conventional life couldn't be more on point. Basically, I've been a creative my whole life. I've always been around creation, whether it be sound or video or visual, tactile. I've always made things, and I've always taken things apart and see what made them tick and then put them back together and think about how they could be put together differently or better. And really I would go back to like high school, I was deep into music and, you know, I was scoring above the norm on music theory, and I had a deep knowledge of mathematics as well, and they kind of coalesced into music and theory and writing music. And I remember submitting my first score when I was had to be around 15 maybe, and so basically that love of music and that just inherent understanding of it led me into music production, and I did that for about a decade. And I was blessed to work in the city with platinum vocalists, and I was vocal coaching, and I was an award-winning engineer, mixing, mastering. I toured with a couple of the performing artists that I worked with. I've been to Europe touring. We've been all over the United States in some less than desirable conditions as well, because we were practically a band of entrepreneurs. Down to South America. Supposed to go down there for 2 weeks. I ripped up my return flight and said, I'm staying. This place is amazing.
Really?
Yeah, and I stayed for about 4 months living in the Amazon region. And just, you know, these are the kinds of experiences that came to me. And I embraced them. I stayed open to them.
It's what makes us. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, I believe that everybody has a story to tell. Everybody is a book, you know, and what you write and what you've written all depends on the choices that you make and how you perceive your experiences. And for me, I was all in. You know, when I was in South America in the Spanish-speaking countries, I had a saying, and it was, tomo lo que la vida me da. I take what life gives me. You know, and that's what I lived by during those years.
Interesting. I mean, South America, holy cow. But, you know, what a true ride.
Absolutely. I mean, how many people can say they got to live with gypsies on the largest river island in the world?
By choice, by the way.
By choice.
But, you know, those are the things that, kind of repetitive here, but those are the things that, you know, create who we are, make who we are, give us the drive to do what we do each and every day.
Yeah, I think more
shape us.
Yeah, more than drive, though, it's all about perspective. You know, you can...
Good point.
82%, I think, is the statistic of people who don't have a passport in the United States that have only ever seen this little piece of the world. And it's a huge world out there. And there are amazing people everywhere. And if you don't see that, if you don't explore this world that we're in, how can you embrace it? How can you be in it?
Right.
You know, or of it.
Or of it, right.
Right? So... For me, I was able to experience, blessed to be able to experience that. And sometimes forced, you know, in different countries traveling and getting into scenarios. But I realized at the end of the day that the one thing that kind of carried true is that people are people no matter where they are. And they're inherently good.
Yes.
And I will never not believe that.
Thank you for saying that. I think, you know, given the coming up of the holidays here and all the things that we keep hearing that... The media wants us to believe and hear. I believe you're right. I mean, my father's a huge believer. We're Christians. I mean, you know, people are good. There's more people, good people out there than there are bad people. And you know what? Enjoy them, embrace them. And that's what entrepreneurs do. They look for the good in everything, actually.
Yeah. And you know why, I think? It's because entrepreneurs have to face their fears every day, every moment. And they have to overcome them. And the only way that you could have a negative view of the world is if you're fearful.
True.
So you have to overcome that fear, and you have to embrace, you know, loving each other in this world that we're in the small amount of time that you have here.
I think you hit a real neat point there. I think entrepreneurs are fearless. You have to be.
I'll speak for myself. I am scared. You know what? But the difference...
Well, we never know what's coming.
Yeah, but the difference is that we face it.
Yeah.
We walk toward it. We're not afraid of fear. Doesn't mean we're not fearless.
Right.
Or it doesn't mean we're fearless, you know? But we're not afraid of it.
Okay. I think you're right. I mean, it's a better explanation of it. We have no choice but to face it. Yeah. I think that's... Let me take that back, too. I think we have a choice each and every day. But, you know, the true entrepreneur chooses to go forward each and every day.
Yeah, I believe so.
And we're blessed to do that. Listen, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Jim Mazzetti with American Dream. I'm here with Charlie Graham from Volume 8. We'll be right back.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and costs thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation, or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
And we're the hosts of Radio Rotary, heard every Saturday morning at 11:30.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world.
Radio Rotary.
Right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
This is Marina Case, principal designer of the Red Shutters in downtown Warwick. Tune in every Tuesday and join me for The Style Show, a show about decorating, fashion, and fun on WTBQ, radio worth listening to. WTBQ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. Reminder, we're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. And also, you know, a reach out to my firm. The show is sponsored every week tirelessly by Miles Wealth Management, who has given me the blessing to be able to do this each and every day, every Tuesday. And very blessed to be able to do that. My guest today is our good friend, which you're learning a ton about here, Charlie Graham from Volume 8, which is just his latest creation, as we left off before here. And Charlie, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to be with us. And I say thank you for taking the time to be with us, because if you're a business person and an entrepreneur, the one thing I value more than anything, and we all should value who's out listening, is our time. That's one thing we do not get back.
Right.
We can make money, lose money, but we do never get our time back. So thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
So we kind of left off a little backstory there, and where you started and spent some time in another world, literally another world, which has kind of been your inspiration, and which kinds of bring kind of fast forward, and here we are today. And it's kind of a little more background on where you were and why you're doing what you're doing.
Sure. So... You know, I basically was living the lifestyle of a nomadic traveler, well, nomadic freelancer, I would say. Just traveling and picking up work, doing work wherever I laid my head. And it was a great lifestyle, and I did amazing work, and I helped a lot of amazing people. It was really rewarding, fulfilling. But, you know, we all kind of have to grow up at some point in life.
Whether we like it or not. Yeah.
And, you know, I found myself... with a child on the way. And I really took a hard look at my life and where it was going and what kind of foundation I had for that child. And the answer was, it really wasn't one.
Okay.
I laid all my cards on the table, and I took, a hard look at everything I had been doing and where my passion was and what would I be willing to commit myself to and ground myself to. And that's where Volume 8 was born. And it just so happens, It was born right around the same time as my daughter.
Okay.
And
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
There's nothing more rewarding.
It's a life. It's a game changer.
It is a game changer.
Absolutely. And she is everything for me. You know, yeah. She's one of the reasons that I live now.
I think I'm right with you. I have five, and my two girls, they're every reason I get up every morning and do what I do.
Yeah.
It's because of them.
Yeah. You know, Rocky said it best. He said, it doesn't matter how hard life hits you or how many times you get knocked down. It only matters that you get back up.
Absolutely.
And she's my get back up. So here we are with Volume 8, you know, 2 years and 2.5 years
in the making.
Yeah. And it has been a wild ride. You know, I literally going from, I used to be ashamed to admit this, but I'm not anymore. You know, going from that nomadic freelancer lifestyle, I didn't have anything. I had no nest egg, nothing. I only had my experiences, which were valuable. And I'm now realizing that. And I literally started this company with nothing more than a dollar and a dream. You know, a Cafe Bustelo can filled with coins. And I started Volume 8.
From there?
From that. And here we are now, 2.5 years in, and we're working with some prestigious clients, and we're doing better and better work each year, and our team is growing, and I believe our reputation is stellar. You know, we service our clients like, you know, they're part of the family.
Right.
You know, and when we stay virtuous with our work, and we make sure that we don't, there's no client left behind, I guess you could say.
Well, you're... Because you embrace that. I mean, you take, obviously I'm hearing your voice and I hear this on a regular basis from people that are truly all in, and you used that phrase before.
Yeah.
If you're all in, on all reasons, all designs. And when your client is not just a client.
They're a partner. Well, you know what it is. If we can't help make them successful, we're not going to be successful.
It's not
because
rocket
that's
science.
What we do.
Right.
So their success means our success. So we put their success first.
And again, that's not rocket science.
Yeah.
Right. That's just business 101.
I mean, that's ethics 101.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you want something, help somebody else get it first.
Yeah. You know, I've been reading a lot lately, which is not very unusual for me, but one of the things I've ticked up on and you're talking is that, you know, we get what we deserve. Period in the story. And what that means, it means a lot of things for a lot of people, but what we deserve to me is it's the effort you put in. It's the time you put in. It's the commitment you put in. And if you're an entrepreneur, you've got to be all in and you've got to do it for the right reasons. And remember, you got to look in that mirror each and every day and know why you're doing it.
Yeah. And you kind of have to serve to deserve.
Yeah. A good one. I like these little kicks out. We got to write all these things down.
I do this every day.
Well, it's not just cliches, you know. They actually really have real meaning.
Yeah, and in the context, absolutely. And yeah. I mean, this is what our company does. I mean, we sit around and we create things that can help drive businesses forward, that can help give them a new image. You know, our slogan now is Be Epic.
Be Epic.
Be okay. Epic. And it's not a pretentious thing. It's not about, oh, look at us. We're fluffing our feathers. We're really big and we're epic. Everything has to be epic and oh my God. No. What it means is it's kind of like a great word that not too many people know is bricolage.
Bricolage.
Bricolage. And you make something out of whatever you have.
Okay.
You put it together and make something out of it. And that's what epic means to me. It's making the most, it's ephemeralization. I don't know if you're a Buckminster Fuller fan, but I am.
Okay.
And ephemeralization is taking what you have and making the most of it.
Which is life.
Know? Yeah. And it's less is more. It's simplicity, but it's building off of what you have at your core. And that's what we do. That's
at Volume 8.
That's what we do for businesses and people and whoever comes to us is we help them to be epic. We help to extract the best of what they have and put it in the light.
Interesting. So we can jump into this a little bit because I think this is really important. I mean, the one thing that we, you know, is always facing businesses today, and we face it each and every day, is the dealing with technology.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you, and I don't think you have much choice in the matter, you have to embrace it.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, true. Or you can go to, if you don't embrace it, you can go the way of the dinosaurs in most cases.
Sure.
But move
to the rainforest.
Yeah, which is sometimes attractive. But, you know, what is technology to you? And how have you used it?
Technology is a relationship with the future that we have. Technology is a tool. And it's up to us. It's our choice how we use that tool. Right now, I think we're kind of using it a little frivolously with web application, mobile games, and just some silly stuff out there.
Just to take up time, waste time.
You know, we're kind of in our infancy exploring, and we're like, we have this excitement of, oh, look, we can do this, or oh, look, we can do that. But at its core, I believe that we can make technology work for us to help make our civilization and ourselves better. And right now, with where we are, technology is really now, and I do a lot of writing, reading, studying on millennials, because they are our future.
They are.
And we have to.
Some people
are
a little scared about that, by the way.
There's no reason to be. And you know what it is technology is their breath. You know, they don't think about it. It's automatic to them. They're digital natives, and that's a paradigm shift that we have to really, truly think about, like stop and think about. They grew up with glowing screens in front of their face. They grew up sliding images to get to the next. I mean, there's a story of a little girl who picked up a magazine and started trying to swipe it to get to the next page. I mean, this is that paradigm shift that we are experiencing. And we need to, I think, understand what is behind the millennials and how they feel and act and drop these stereotypes that we have and really just see at the essence of what they grew into, what we created for them. And then we can start to piece together, well, how powerful is this technology and where can it go? And how do I use it to speak to the future generation? Because that's what I think is most important right now.
I think you're right on. That's interesting. I've never heard it put that way, quite frankly. Generally, everybody's looking for reasons why, you know, the world's going to come to the end because millennials don't want to work, et cetera, et cetera.
It's not that they don't want to work. And we mentioned this when we walked in. It's that they want to work differently.
Yeah.
And there are ways to embrace that. Absolutely.
But again, you're going back to, and you're pointing out that we have to look at things differently. You can't do the same old, same old. And that's a great thing about the life in general, isn't it? I mean, it gives us opportunities, whether we embrace those opportunities or turn those opportunities away. It's up to us.
And you know, it's a lot like technology, because if you look at Moore's law, there's certain aspects of technology that are exponential, right? Yep. Like things happen slow until they happen fast. And then you're like, what just happened? But it was happening the whole time. And it's because it's exponential. It's very slow until it arrives at that tipping point, if you will.
Right.
And then it just shoots up. And technology is that way.
Interesting.
And we have to understand that that's happening and going to continue to happen at an alarming rate. And it may very well be in the near future that our children are going to be our teachers more so than they have been.
You know, we're seeing that each and every day.
Absolutely.
At least in my house. I mean,
they're going to be the ones writing the rules.
Yeah.
They're the ones creating the code of the future.
Yeah.
And we've got to be open to that.
We have to. And why shouldn't we? I mean, think about it, folks. If you're out there and you're listening, you know, why wouldn't we just want to embrace all these new great things? And listen, everything with it takes time. Everything with a grain of salt. Obviously, doesn't mean we shouldn't question or look at these things. But you have to have an open mind to be in business today, or any day for that matter. But I think especially today, because of the changing times so quickly, each and every day there's a new design I have to deal with in our firm, you know, in the financial services world, whether it's an attack on a server or a new security breach or what, you know, making sure that everything, that technology is working for us and for our clients. And I'll tell you, sometimes it's overwhelming. Matter of fact, a lot of times it's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we have, I have a millennial working for us, Sandra. She's fantastic. And she gets things that, quite frankly, I'm just not there yet with. But that's why you have to, like you said, I think, embrace that new world and figure out how to help make it work for you.
Yeah, work with it. And really, it doesn't diminish our job at all. And I say our kind of attached to it and not, because I'm on the cusp of millennial and Gen X.
Right.
So I could lean both ways. But we have to accept that now our role is to guide the technology in the proper direction, even though we don't understand what it's doing necessarily. Hmm. We have to guide those that are building the future now.
Very
That's
true.
Our real job.
Well, let's leave it at that. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream with Charlie Graham from Volume 8. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Walt Baby Love. I'd like you to join me for praise and worship every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to. This is God's guy. My name's Walt Baby Love.
Hey, it's your turn to speak up. I'm Zach Kruk, the host of Speak Up, where you voice your opinion on issues affecting us in our nation and in our community. Speak up and call in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ weather.
Partly sunny, windy today with a high near 60. Tonight, skies will be clear. Winds will diminish. We'll get down to 35. Tomorrow, look for partly sunny skies with a high in the lower 50s to upper 40s. Partly cloudy at night, down into the mid-40s, and cloudy on Thursday. It'll be milder with a chance of rain, high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center.
WTBQ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. I'm your host every Tuesday from 10 to 11. And this show is sponsored by Miles Wealth Management, located in Florida, New York. You can always reach out to us and get a normal person or real person on the phone by dialing 845-651-3070 and speaking to Roseanne. She's always sweet and happy to take your calls. And we're very lucky to have her and everybody else in the Miles family. I'm lucky enough to have Charlie Graham here today from Volume 8. Pretty interesting conversation, and thanks for being here again.
Yeah.
Lot of stuff in common we've gone through, believe it or not. But we find that, that's not good. Hang on, folks.
There's a duck in the
studio. We have to cut that on silence. Generally, I'm pretty good at that. That's technology again for you, Charlie. Actually, okay. Sometimes it shows up when it's not supposed to.
Yeah.
Hey, so we were talking about technology and all the fun things that come along with it and some of the challenging things come with it. But, you know, it's here to stay, and we know that, and we're lucky enough. We just might as well embrace it and use it for our best interests, hopefully. But I want a little bit more, if you would. Tell me about Volume 8 and what Volume 8 does specifically.
Sure. Well, when we first started, we kind of did anything that came our way, and I realized quickly how big of a mistake that was.
We're happy for any crumbs, so to speak, right, when you get started.
Yeah, but, you know, now we're highly specialized. We really have a niche focus, and that is responsive web design,
okay,
local search, and branding. Those three things are the crux of everything that we do. And really, at the heart of it all, we're storytellers, you know, because I believe that... And it's backed up through millennial research, if we want to go back there. But
yeah.
Traditional advertising is just gone. It is done. There's no trust for traditional advertising. People don't buy into it. They're smarter than that now. And it really comes down now to connecting with people at the core level. And if you connect with somebody and you leave a real impression, then you have a much better chance of doing business with them. And so we consider ourselves digital storytellers and the whole Be Epic thing, because we extract that. And that's what we go after. We want to be able to tell the story of whoever it is we're working with. And then we use technology to tell that story. And that's the difference, because we're, you know, we are learning every single day, sometimes every single hour, and it's always changing in our industry. So we have to keep up, and it keeps us on our toes. So every project that we do is completely different from the last, because chances are we're using different technology too.
Interesting.
Because we never want to fall behind. In our industry, if you're static, if you start using and inserting templates or doing anything that you did the day before, guess what? Tomorrow, it's very possible you could be irrelevant because things change so quickly.
Right.
So we'll never lose that. And we're always at the, I hate this phrase, but cutting edge, you know?
Well, it's much different than anything I've ever heard before, I can tell you that. And I think our listeners will agree. I mean, we obviously, all of us that have businesses generally have put a lot of dollars into the website and web design and so on and so forth. But, you know, I always joke with my marketing director every day. Basically, it's just a glorified brochure.
Yeah, and I mean, that's great, but...
It's not working for us.
Is it going to... See, here's the thing. A website is a 24/7 salesperson, and you have to give it a voice. It will only say what you tell it to say. So if you tell it to say, hey, a sale on Friday, how is it any different than anything else?
Right.
It is so powerful. It can be so powerful if you give it a human voice to communicate with humans. It's not a robot. Don't put it on repeat. You know, don't put stock images up there, because who really identifies with stock images? You know, give it a real personality. Let it exude the personality of your company and your brand. And this is where we go into branding, because branding is way more than a logo.
Yeah.
Branding is the message, the voice of the company, and the identity that you want others to identify with. You know, and you've got to know your business. You got to know your target market. You got to know their demographic, their interests. You know, you've got to know those things so that you can speak to them, A, in a manner in which you'll reach them, and B, with a voice that says, hey, we're different, and this is why, so that they'll be attracted. And it's not deceptive marketing. It's just true marketing. It's saying, hey, this is who we are. We want to work with you. Here's what we do, and this is why we want to work with you, and what we, you know.
Basically, it's you know, if I'm taking this correctly, it's like having a live TV commercial in everybody's bedroom, but it's your voice, it's your personality coming out, as opposed to having a static word putting on just a regular menu.
Do you know one thing that is beautiful about technology as far as television and those sorts of things? We have something called Netflix.
And yes,
there's no commercials on Netflix. And do you know how many people gravitate toward it for that particular reason?
No, I don't. I never thought about it.
And it's because they don't want to be served these messages that they don't want, that they didn't seek out. Advertising is just, it's terrible. It's like that pushy salesman. You walk in somewhere, he's like, buy this. It's only $99. Wait, no, it's only, all right, deal for you. $70. Wait, no, don't leave. Oh, here it is. Okay, $20 and you got it. It's yours for $20. Do you really want to be subjected to that?
Nobody does,
especially the millennials. So stop.
Right.
Stop the madness. Just tell them who you are and why it matters.
You're coming to that realization. And that's the key to, I think, anything, right? Is don't be afraid to think differently.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're, and again, it's the same thing with, like, if we just cookie cut and do the same thing we did yesterday, every single day, we're going to be obsolete.
Yeah.
We're going to turn into dinosaurs, and we're going to be like, what just happened?
Yeah. How come I'm out of business? How come my revenue's dropped? How come my, you know, everything else is just not working? Because you're doing the same thing. It's a definition of insanity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. You know, and listen, it's a very valuable lesson right here, folks, if you're hearing it. It is you got to be able to, I think that's going to be, kind of. I want to jump back to that millennials, because you hit a good point there. I mean, you've got to be able to reach people, whether it be millennials or any of your target market. But you're saying you've got to be able to be, there's got to be something different. You got to offer. I mean, because offerings are offerings, but what makes you different?
Right. And it's not hard, because, like you said earlier, we are all unique. We're all different. We all have something that makes us us, that's in our DNA that nobody else has.
We all do things for different reasons.
Our entities that we create, our businesses, are the exact same way. They're the amalgam of a certain amount of people that came together and put their values and virtues all in a pot, stirred it up, and then boom, this company was born. There is something completely different about that company, intrinsically different. And all you need to do is pull that out and tell the world.
Doesn't sound that hard, does it?
I mean...
Well, of course we know it is. But, I mean, putting all those things together and, yeah. And having the free-thinking mind to be able to do that, you know... That's
well, you know what? It takes some daring because it's hard to change our ways. You know, sometimes we're so ingrained with doing things a certain way.
Sure we are.
But we have to. We have to look at things differently.
Right.
And we have to be daring to make that change.
And you've got to embrace it. I mean, responsive web design. I mean, it's basically how do you get it to talk and why?
So
how do you get it to communicate back and forth?
So really, what's happening now? We used to design websites, and I say we as a generalization, for desktop computers because that's really all there ever was. Now we're going back to like 99, say, or early 2000s, and there's still companies and people that are designing for desktop only. We're in a world where now smartphones comprise 54% of all traffic.
Is that right?
On the internet. Correct. Don't quote me on the statistic, but it's crazy.
Oh, it makes sense. We all live on them.
Yeah. And I can support anybody who wants to contact me with real statistics. I don't always remember the numbers, but I know the impact of the numbers. That I do know. And mobile phones will surpass, they have already surpassed between mobile and tablet, desktop browsing, searching, looking for information, looking for businesses. Mobile is it.
Well, because we all want instant results today.
Absolutely. And you have that on you all the time.
Right.
You know? And so with that said, if you go on your mobile phone and you land on a website that was optimized for a desktop, then guess what you're going to have to do? Pinch to zoom. Nobody's pinching to zoom. Nobody wants to do that. That is terrible. And if you're expecting your users to do that on the web, like your visitors to do that, that's not very respectful, number one. And number two, you're not responding to their expectations, especially the millennials.
Right.
They'll just leave if they have to pinch to zoom. So, and that's just one little example. But responsive web design is really the future of these multiple devices and screen sizes, because what it does is inherent in the code. We code in there how the website should respond to different screen sizes and devices. And we can code as specific as if you're on an iPhone using iOS 8 something. You know, so in that code,
it can be that specific to each device.
Absolutely. I mean, we can target in a Samsung Galaxy S4 if we wanted. So what happens is the code knows the device that's viewing the website, where we can target browsers. We can target the worst browser in the world, Internet Explorer.
Right. True.
You know, and we often do to fix certain little things that just IE doesn't get right.
Right.
So, you know, this is how what's happening in the background. This is what's happening behind the scenes. But really at the front of the scenes is a website that adapts to the different devices and feels native. You know, it feels like a mobile application should.
Okay. If
you don't have to pinch to zoom, you've got that little hamburger menu at the top right that you can click and you get this little drop down or pop out with all your menu options. There's less clutter. It's designed specifically for those devices in mind. And when we do a design, we always think about how will this impact the user's experience on various devices. So tablet per se or mobile per se. So for us, the biggest part of design, it's not the colors. It's not the typeface, although they are a part of it. It's the user's experience. We have to design the experience.
Very cool.
Yeah. That is the most important thing.
Interesting.
And that experience has a specific path and call to action, but more importantly, a story to tell.
And you know, on that, actually, we're gonna break with that.
Okay.
I want to come back to that story and how we actually get people to look at that story. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. We'll be right back.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and cost thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Dan Castricone. Join me every Thursday at 12:30 for the Dan Castricone Radio Show. We'll take your phone calls, have exciting guests, talk about current events, maybe a little politics. Thursdays at 12:30 on WTBQ. Radio worth listening to.
That jazz.
This is Frank Lowell. Tune in every Sunday morning at 9 and Sunday night at 11 for And All That Jazz on WTBQ. You'll hear music of every style. It's the most eclectic show on radio.
That jazz. WTBQ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and this is The American Dream. As a reminder, we're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the boldest, the brightest, and the most courageous entrepreneurs in Orange County. And today, this is no different. Charlie Graham from Volume 8 is my guest today. And I think if you're listening, you've kind of you've picked up on quite a few good notes here, and especially on the technology side and on the millennial side of it. But we want to kind of go back to that, Charlie, when we left off.
Sure.
If you wouldn't mind tackling that for us. I mean, and one of the things, you know, that's interesting in all our businesses, but it comes down to me, is it's great to have all the creative writing and the smartest and best websites and marketing and so on and so forth. But the question's always been out there for me, and especially I'm sure a lot of businesses, how do we get people to actually view those? How do we get people to them to actually hear our message as opposed to skip over it or even find it for that matter? I mean, we've all used or heard about using Google AdWords and so on and so forth. But if you could kind of expand on that a little bit, it would be great.
Sure. And I just wanted to backtrack too a little bit, because nowadays everybody's advertising responsive design. But I think that it's important to understand what makes responsive design valuable. And it's thinking responsively from day one about a project, thinking about what kind of information you're going to serve on mobile versus what kind of information you're going to serve on tablet versus desktop. You can cater the experience by device. A great example would be, you're not going to give somebody a big long table with 15 columns and 7 rows on a mobile device.
Right.
So how do you distill that down? How do you make that information work on a mobile device? Or do you? You know, these are the decisions that you have to make when you think about responsive design. And that's something that, you know, our company really focuses on with everything, all the websites that we build. Now, I think the question that you're looking for an answer to,
It's almost like, what's the meaning of life when it comes to advertising? It's the same question. How do we get to those people?
It's funny you put it at that scale. But I think it's pretty simple. Consistency. You know, you've got a voice, you've got a personality, you've got a message. That message has to be heard. But people value consistency. Consistency equals trust. And if you want people to follow the thread of your message, it's got to be consistent. They can't sense that something's off somewhere in that funnel. You
good
know?
Point.
And it's the same way that Google works, and this is crazy. I actually came this realization came to me not too long ago. But Google search engines and their algorithms, right? And this will go into our other service, local search. But when you go and you search for anything on Google, anything, Google's going to serve you the most relevant results, and it seems pretty easy. But what's happening on the back end there is hundreds and thousands of computations and algorithms and ratings and rankings and looking at this information and looking at that information. And what Google's really doing is it's looking to make sure that someone is who they say they are, that they do what they say they do, and then it's looking for consistency. And when it finds that consistency all across the web, it'll rank you higher.
Interesting. Okay.
It trusts you to be who you say you are when you're consistent. And people work the same way. I mean, people created algorithms.
Right.
You know?
So they know what they're looking for or what they want to see anyway.
So when you go back to, you know, how do we get that, them to follow the message? How do we get the message out? How do we get people to read, to see the message? Well, there's tons of tactics, and that's not my wheelhouse.
Okay.
You know, I create a foundation. I understand those tactics, but I don't want to speak out of hand.
Okay.
But there are plenty of ways to do content marketing, drip campaigns, DSPs, demand side platforms. There are some pretty heavy things out there, retargeting. And it's akin to the CIA these days.
That's actually a good point.
But that's not what we do, so I won't speak out of hand. But there's plenty of ways. But really, at the essence, don't do any of that stuff until you have your message, until you've built your foundation. It's like inviting people to a house that's built on stilts.
True. Okay.
You don't want to do that.
No.
Someone's going to bump into it. It's going
to
be bad.
It's not going to work out in your favor, to say the least.
Yeah. You know, so really, that's so much further down the line. If you're a company and you feel you've got your message, you've got your personality, your stuff is consistent, your listings are consistent, everything about your collateral and your employees and how they speak and really your mission is tied down and embedded in all that you do. If you're there, then find somebody to market it.
Good point.
You know,
make sure you have all your bases and your foundation correct. And what you do is what you say you do is what you do.
Absolutely.
And don't change from that one bit. You know, I want to make sure we hit those things. What advice would you give, if any, to entrepreneurs out there that are sitting on the fence, thinking about putting their head in a hat in the ring and going for it? You see that silent, folks? It's either run and hide or something good coming out of here.
I'll be creative with my answer. The planet's billions of years old, right?
Yeah.
At best, actually, the expected lifetime is about 100 years, let's say, right?
Of a human.
Yeah, let's say. Moving forward.
Lucky.
Because we've got technology on our side. We're printing organs now. Take a look at that. It's pretty phenomenal. So let's just round it up to 100.
You got it.
That's like not even a fraction of a breath. Life is short. Do what you love and go for it. You can't fail. If you follow your dream, you can't fail. The only failure is not.
Absolutely. You're right. And those are great words right there, because you're right. At the end of the day, is there's no woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Yeah.
Right? You've got to do it. If you don't do it, that's going to be your biggest regret.
You'll lose a piece of you.
Yeah.
Possibly all of you.
Phenomenal. You know, and it's funny, I mean, I don't want to talk about funerals or morbid, but you know, once you go away, you go away. People forget you pretty quickly. It's what the message you want to leave here with everybody and what you did and how you did it. And be proud of what you do.
It's your story. Right. Make it worth reading.
Right.
So take some chances, you know, make some mistakes. Do your best, you know?
Never quit. Keep getting up. I mean, kind of, listen, hold on to the last day.
When in doubt, defer to Rocky. Okay? Just imagine Sylvester Stallone saying, hey, life's going to hit you. You know? Just get back up. Just keep going. As long as you stay true to yourself, you have nothing to be ashamed of.
No. And enjoy it.
Absolutely. How can you not?
Yeah.
When you're doing what you want to be doing.
Life's meant to be lived.
Right.
Life's meant to be lived. You know, I just want a couple of quick notes. I want to thank you again, Charlie. What a great interview. I so appreciate you taking the time. Your creativeness has been, and the way you address, the way you tackle your projects in life are pretty amazing and inspirational, to say the very least. You know, we're lucky as a firm at Miles Wealth Management to actually meet and work with people just like you each and every day. And that's what inspires us every day to do what we do. So, folks, if you have any questions or for our guests, and please feel free to email me or email us at info@mileswm.com. And, Charlie, actually, how can I get a hold of you? That's be a great thing.
Pretty easy. hello@volume8.co. And that's V-O-L-U-M, the number 8. There's no E. Yeah, we're different.
Yeah, it is different.
.co, not .com.
Interesting.
Volume8.co.
And that's a whole different way of looking at it all by itself, right?
Yeah.
So, folks, remember, this is Jim Mazzetti. This is the American Dream. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the best and the brightest of and the most courageous entrepreneurs of Orange County. We look forward to seeing and hearing from you next week. And that'll be it for today. Take care and God bless. Remember, success is your duty, your obligation, and responsibility as an entrepreneur. Take care and be well.